It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. Well, if you're looking for something fun and interesting to do this weekend, the Iowa City Municipal Airport is hosting Fly Iowa this Saturday and Sunday. Fly Iowa, it's an annual event held in collaboration with a local airport. It showcases the role and benefits of aviation to the local community as well as throughout Iowa. Here with a quick preview of this event, Chris Ogren, chair of the Iowa City Airport Commission. She also serves on the planning committee for Fly Iowa. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And Matt Wolford is with us, General Operations Manager for Jet Air Incorporated. That's a company that runs the day-to-day operations at the airport. Matt, welcome to you.
Yeah, thank you.
In the few minutes that we have, let's let people know, what can people experience they come out to the Iowa City Municipal Airport this weekend?
Well, one important thing to know about Fly Iowa is that it's free. So no admission, free air show. Gates open at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And there will be activities all day. All sorts of pilots will fly in with interesting airplanes for the public to view. So the public can actually walk and among the airplanes and look at them up close on the ground. There will be flybys of airplanes throughout the day, historic airplanes and airplanes built in people's garages even will be flying by the airport for people to see. There will be various exhibits on the ground. And we're especially excited about activities that the Iowa Children's Museum will be putting on in a hangar for kids. So even if it and we hate to even think about this, but even if it rains, that'll be in a hangar tomorrow. The Children's Museum has a wonderful exhibit called Take Flight at their regular exhibit or museum. And they'll be having a rocket launch where kids make paper rockets at the airport and launch them. There'll be a paper airplane contest. There'll be pedal planes for preschool children to use. So all sorts of stuff in a hangar for kids to do. And they can sign up. Children can sign up for a free airplane ride on Sunday. That'll be from 9 to noon on Sunday, but they need to sign up ahead of time. As for children ages 8 to 17, done by the local chapter of the Experimental Aircraft Association.
I've been to one of these before, Chris and Matt, and these are really with my kids, and we were all wowed by what you can see, especially during the air show. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about the list of performers we're going to have this year. We've got the University of Iowa is local right here in Iowa City, and they've got the performance lab that does all sorts of engineering demonstrations. They're going to be coming in with their basically old fighter jets, and what they're going to do high and fast passes. Then we're going to have the Vanguard Squadron, which is a formation team. They're going to do formation aerobatics, so upside down, right side up, all within a couple feet of each other's wings, which is going to be pretty cool. And then several other performers. We've got five or six performers, and they all have something unique. Everything from new airplanes to even some of these are modified 1940s airplanes that have been modified to just go to the structural limits and be upside down and within 5-10 feet of the ground or lower. And it's just a really cool demonstration for everybody to see. You know, there's nothing more exciting than just seeing these guys go.
Are these pilots and planes all from Iowa or the Midwest or from around the nation?
Well, they're nationally known, but we're happy to have two or three of them are actually local to Iowa. So they're up by Decorah area, down by Ottumwa area. But then some of the other ones are traveling in from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and just a little bit of everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So free admission. So you can come to the Iowa City Municipal Airport, which is just south of Iowa City. Just one of those things, Chris, where you throw a couple lawn chairs in the car because you go outside, and if we have some good weather, you want a place to sit, or you can sit on the grass. There's plenty of grass out by
sure.
the airport.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anything else to mention that's going on?
Well, the important things are, remember to do bring your chairs. We're expecting a big crowd, so we're hoping to have people park at the airport, but then also we're going to have buses to and from the fairgrounds so that people can get in. And the actual air show part of it, when those performers start, is at noon. But like Chris said, there's activities happening all day, but the air show is noon to 2, so be sure and come out and get in place well before that.
Okay, and we're hoping to hear about our weekend weather from Alan Zarnetsky at the end of the hour. We'll keep our fingers crossed until then. How about that, Matt and Chris? But regardless of the weather, there are things happening inside the hangars, lots of neat planes to see, and activities for kids of all ages, I imagine.
And if the weather is bad, we will actually – everybody's prepared. All the performers are prepared to do the show on Sunday instead. noon to 2 on Sunday if it rains on Saturday.
So we can find an update on a on a website, I assume?
Yeah, flyiowa.org, or if you just type in Fly Iowa into Facebook, that seems to be where we get the updates up a lot faster. There's lots of pictures and everything you could possibly want. It's right on there.
Fly Iowa 2014 is what you want to put your browser on. Fly Iowa 2014. Matt Wolford and Chris Ogren, thank you very much for giving us a quick preview of this weekend's event south of Iowa City.
Thank you.
Thank you.